Today we're going to start a Mem Tedem Abed at the Mishnah. We're going to go through the daf, and then I want to go backwards. There was this idea that came up in the daf on Friday, and then I promised at some point we were going to get back to the concept of what stands behind Nazir and why specifically these Isurim. We've now learned a lot of details about them. So I thought I'd do some background and go back to a few different shitot about the Nazir, and I particularly brought the text of the Sefer HaChinuch, which is really interesting in terms of his concept of what a Nazir is all about. So we'll start with the daf, we'll try to get through the daf quickly, and then have some time at the end to read through the sources. Okay, the Mishnah starts here. We're now, I also thought this was good and interesting to do today because we're getting into Tumah Taharah, which sometimes is a little more tedious, so I thought we'd balance the tediousness with something interesting. Not that this isn't interesting, and we've now already learned about Tumah Taharah a bunch of times, concepts are starting to get more familiar. The more we do it, the easier it will get. Al elu tumot hanazir megalech. Al amet, val kazayit min amet, val kazayit netzel, val malay tarvad rakav, val hashidra, val gugolet, val ever min achai, val ever min amet, val ever min achai, sheyesh al basar karaoi. Okay, we'll stop here and start going through before we move on. We're going to have a list, okay, which is going to be compared to the list in the next Mishnah, which is tumot that the nazir is considered that he has to start again, that he has to shave and begin his, you know, again, how much of his nizir he needs to redo, but to cut, right, with the tumah made, he has to redo all his days. Remember, and therefore he has to start from the beginning, but what kind of tumah? So there's tumah, you can become tameh lameit without necessarily having to redo your niziru. Okay, so we're going to see different things, but most of the things, most tumat made is going to make you tame that you're going to have to start all over. So these are the things he has to be megalech. So the first thing is al hamet, okay, a dead body, okay, that's right. Al kizayet min hamet, so there's going to be an obvious question, which is, what do you need the kizayet min hamet if you already have the mate, right? And why do you need the opposite? Why do you need the mate if you already have the kizayet? If you have a kizayet min hamet, then obviously a whole mate. So the Gemara is going to question that, or really one of the Tanaim is going to question this nosaf of our Mishnah. The al kizayit netzel. Netzel, okay, is, we're going to get into this in the Gemara. It seems to be like a fluid that comes out of the mate that congeals. Okay? So kizayit of this congealed stuff of the netzel, we're going to get into exactly what this is. Malay tarvad rekev. Okay, this is going to be a particular shi'or, malay tarvad, which we're going to get into in the Gemara, of rakav, which is decomposed parts of the mate that kind of ends up, it's almost like dust, they call it, okay? Like a dust that comes from the body. Ala shidra, okay, on the amud shidra, the spine. Vala gulgolet, the skull. Some people say it's both. If you have both together, then that's what makes you tameh. You need both together. Some people say it's each one independent. Al evar min amet, if you have one of the evarim, right, the limbs of the dead body, or Eber Min Achai, if you have a limb of a live person, but the limb is cut off, the limb also makes you Tameh. If Sheyesh Alav, both of these things, the Eber Min Amet and the Eber Min Achai, Sheyesh Alav Basar Kara'oi, they have to have flesh on it. Okay? The Al Chatzi Kav Atzamot, okay, this is a particular shear, it's 24 beitzim's worth of Atzamot. Okay, this is going to be one of the differences between this and the next Mishnah. Okay, in the next Mishnah, it's going to be al revakav, you're already mitame, but you don't have to be megalech if you're a nazir. It doesn't cancel your days. Val chatzi log dam. Okay, this is a half a log of dam. I forgot what the measurement of this is. What did we say?
Between 6 and 10.5 ounces.
Okay, 6 and 10. 6, somewhere between log, 6.
No, sorry.
A log or a half a log?
Half a log.
Half a log
is 12 to 21.
Oh, it's 12.
A full
log is 12 to 21.
You were
half
saying
a log is 6 to 10.5.
Okay, 6 to 10.5 is a chatzi log dam. Okay, al magaan va'al masaan va'ahilan. Okay, so now all these things, right? These are phrases we're now more familiar with. Maga, tumat maga, tumat, right? If you touch, masa, if you carry it. Okay, right? You could carry without touching. It could be on a tray, for example. Okay, val ahilan. If you're in an ohel. Okay, either you're covered by the, right, the mate's on top of you, or you're in an ohel where the mate is, different types of ohel. Val etzem kiseora, now if there's a bone that's the size of a seora, okay, a barley, very small, al magaova al masao. Okay, those, that's not, there's no din ohel, but there is din maga masa. Val elu hanazir magaleach, and now we're going to describe the process. Umaze bashlishu bashvi'i, and then he does the sprinkling from the paraduma on the third and the seventh. Visoteret hakodmim, and it cancels out all the first gays. Veino matchil linot ela ad shiitar umeviat korbonotav. Okay, we're going to read this two different ways. He doesn't start to count until he becomes tahor and he brings his korban. Right? There was that whole machloket we saw previously about whether he has to bring his korbanot in order to begin the count again. So now, either you read the Mishnah as following the opinion that says you have to bring the korbanot. So eino matchil linot ad shiitar umeviat korbonotav. Or you can say, no. The process he has to do is, he's mazeba shlishi vashvi. He cancels out the other days. He can only start after the tahara process, meaning after he shaves. Okay, he does the haza'ah, right? He does the sprinkling, and then he shaves his hair. And then, also, he's maybe korbanotav. Okay, so you can read it two ways. Not that the korbanot are necessarily dependent or not. Okay, tana rabbanan. Now we're going to have, what's nice today, we get a little story. Achar p'tirato shel Rabbi Meir. After Rabbi Meir died, okay, you have to remember Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, all the people we're going to discuss today were all Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, and they were contemporaries. So after Rabbi Meir died, Amar lahem Rabbi Yehuda l'Talmidav, al yikansu Talmidei Rabbi Meir l'kan mipnei shekan tranim hen v'lo lomot Torahim ba'in ela l'kapcheni b'halachot hem ba'in. I don't want the students of Rabbi Meir coming into my yeshiva because they're going to start bothering me with questions just to trip me up. Like, that's their goal. Okay, apparently the Talmidim of Rabbi Meir, for whatever reason, had something in for Rabbi Yehuda, and they were bothering him. Dachak sumchus v'nichnas. Okay, somehow sumchus passed the bodyguards at the bouncers at the door. Okay, he gets through. Amar lahem, and he says in the yeshiva, kach shinali Rabbi Meir. Okay, clearly isn't just, trying to pretend he's not a student of Rabbi Meir, but he comes in, he says, this is what Rabbi taught, Rabbi Meir. Al elu tumot hanazir magalech, al amet bal kezayit min amet. Okay, and he starts quoting this Mishnah. Ka'as Rabbi Yehuda v'amar lehem, lo kach amarti lechem, al yikansu tamidei Rabbi Meir lekan, mipnei shekan tranim hem, al kezayit min amet magalech, al amet lo kol shekein. He says, what kind of a ridiculous nusach are you bringing in for this Mishnah? If you're matami to a kezayit mate, so all the more so, you're matami to a mate. So why would you possibly have this nusach? Amar Rabbi Yossi, so now Rabbi Yossi comes into the picture, and he says, Meir shachav, Yehuda ka'as, Yossi shatak, Torah ma tehele. What does he say? He says, Rabbi Meir is already dead. Rabbi Yehuda is all angry about this Mishnah, and if I keep quiet, what's going to be with the Torah? In other words, you could feel his, right? He doesn't want to start getting involved in this battle with Rabbi Yehuda. You can see Rabbi Yehuda is very angry, right? Especially we've learned, you've seen the sources in Pirkei Avot, don't start talking to someone b'shach ka'aso. On the other hand, he says, but Torah's going to be, lost or messed up if I don't intervene here. Okay, he basically wanted to show that there's reason to that nusach. Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo nitzrecha ela lemet she'en alav kezayit basar. He says, the reason the Mishnah said a mate is talking about a mate that doesn't even have a kezayit of flesh left on it. Okay? It's somehow a dead body, but there's not even a kezayit of flesh. So now they say, wait, but if it doesn't have a kezayit of flesh, if it's a dead body, it's got to have a limb, right? So then, v'adayin yomar, al ever mimenu megaleach, al kula lo kol shekein. If you're megaleach on an ever from the body, then all the more so if you have the whole body. Ella kida amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now they're going to give two different answers. Okay, the first answer is going to be kida amar Rabbi Yochanan lo nitzricha. And that's what happened was Rabbi Yossi answered the question, but the Gemara says that's not a great answer because we could still ask. So then they say no, it must be like Rabbi. What he meant was kida amar Rabbi Yochanan lo nitzricha ella lenefel shalonit kashru evarav begidin hachanami benefel shalonit kashru evarav begidin. Okay, first the important thing to understand here is the structure. They're taking what Rabbi Yochanan said in a different place. There's a Mishnah in Oalot that has the same terminology. Alamet, and as they're talking about what's Matami Ba'oel, Alamet Val Kazayat Menamet. So they asked a question there. Same question as they asked here. And there, Rabbi Yochanan answered. So they're going to say, Hachanami, just like he answered there, we can answer here. What was his answer? That we're talking about a fetus. a fetus that didn't have all any limbs formed yet, okay, or that they could survive out of the womb once they came out. They weren't fully formed. And therefore, it, you could talk about it as a mate, okay, but not a, it wouldn't have an aver. And that would be the case they're talking about, a hamet. Okay? Rava Amar, lo nitzricha ela lerov binyano lerov minyano, she'em behem rova atzamot. Okay, Rava says, no, we're talking about a case where you have either, okay, it says end, but it really means either. Either rov binyano, which means most of the evarim, okay, there's 240 evarim, according to the Masoret, right, Ramach evarim, and so you'd have 125, if you have 125 of them, so that would be what they're talking about. Rov minyano, or the, I'm sorry, no, it's the opposite. Rov minyano is, right, I think rov minyano is the number of the limbs. Rov binyano would be either, there's different opinions about it, but it seems like two yerechaim, two shokaim, right? Two thighs and two, right, what's the, 1 second, two,
two lower legs.
Plus right, two thighs, shins, two thighs, and the spine. Right, that there's different opinions about it. Some people say it's two and one, or but the so one of the opinions is that it's two shins, two thighs, and the spine, and that's rov binyano of a person. Okay, there's a few different opinions about what exactly is rov binyano. Okay, so it means like the majority of the structure of a person, but it would be a situation where I guess the person was very small. Okay, whether it be a child or a midget or something where it's very small, that it didn't have rova atzamot. Okay, it didn't have the quarter kav of bones that we talked that we mentioned as an issue, right? This quarter kav, even though here we have a reva kav, here we have a half a kav, but the quarter kav is what's metame in general. So that's what they're saying is like they're quoting the issue from Ohalo, where there it's talking about Tame and Ohal, and that's why it's Revakav and not Chatzikav. For our issue, it would be Chatzikav. Okay, so different explanations as to how you could have this. You know, again, like we've said many times, you could just say that that was the Nusach of the Mishnah, right? Al mate, and then they're saying, by the way, how much of a mate? Oh, it's Al Kizayim and a mate. Okay, but the Gemara wants, right, certainly because Rabbi Yehuda asked the question, they want to try to figure out how you could explain that Nusach also. Okay, al-kizayit meit, al-kizayit netzel. So now we want to deal with what this netzel is. Ezehu netzel, basar hameit shekarash, umohel shehirtiach. Okay, it's either this flesh of a body that kind of got melted and then congealed again, okay, kind of decomposed and came into a liquid and then congealed, or liquid that came out of the body that was boiled up, okay, and then also seemingly it congealed also. Hechidami. So what's the situation here? Ilema de lo yadina didideihu ki karash mai have. The whole question is going to be here, what's the significance of the fact that it congealed? Why is that important? So they say, if we don't know if it actually came from a dead body, and then the nazir comes in contact with it, right? So, ki karash mai have. What's the difference whether it congealed or it didn't congeal? Either it's from a dead body or it's not, and if we don't know, then it's a safek. And if you say that you know that it's from a dead body, it shouldn't matter if it didn't congeal. If it's still a liquid, it should be metame. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah said no. What does he say? That the congealed helps us identify what type of fluid this is that's coming from the body. So what does he say? Bistam. Okay, it's talking about a stam case where it came from a dead body. But the question is, what is it that came from the dead body? I karash moelhu. Lo karash dilma kicho veneohu. If it starts to congeal, then you know it's from the flesh of the body. But if it doesn't congeal, then what might you think? It could be that it's from like the saliva or the phlegm or some kind of liquid that's not metame. Right? That's not metame. Phlegm that comes from a dead body is not metame. So the question is it a liquid that's coming from the flesh itself, the kind of churned, changed its form, or So they say if it can congeal, then that's indicative that it came from the flesh itself. And if it doesn't congeal, then it's just a liquid because phlegm and saliva and things like that won't congeal. So that's what he says. There's a whole discussion about this dilma. What do you mean, maybe it's kichovaneu? If it's sefek, we have a klal, okay, just because we're talking about tuman tara, we'll bring this up. Sefek tuma b'rishit ha-yachid is l'chumra, we say it's tameh, and sefek tuma b'rishit ha-rabim is tahor. So, and aren't we assuming here the Nazir came in contact in Rishit HaYachid, in which case, if it's Sefeg, maybe it's Kichovaneo, but maybe it's part of the body, then shouldn't we be Machmir? So one answer I saw is that if it's, when we talk about Sefeg Tuma, that's a case where there's Vadai Tuma, and it's just Sefeg, did you come in contact with it or not? This is, there's a Sefeg, is it even Mitame or not? And that wouldn't, the same klalim wouldn't apply. Follow the difference, right? If we know this tumah, we just don't know, did you walk through the field, right? Did you pass over the parts that are tameh? Or, you know, things like that. Then, you know, we'll say, if it's a rishut yachid, then it's metameh. But when we don't even know, is it or not, that's a different type of sefek. So that sefek, we're not going to be machmir about. Okay, that's one possible answer. Some people say maybe it doesn't really mean dilma. It means, if it's lo karas, then it is kichovaneh. Okay, but then you have to say what that we're doing now. Ba'aminei abayimi rabba. Now we're getting off the topic of Nazir, okay? This was all Nazir, what he's matame to, right? Even though we referenced Olod and other things. So now we're going to go off on a tangent about Netzel Behema, okay? But which clearly doesn't relate to the Nazir. You want to switch to there, Shoshana?
What?
You want to just move there?
No, fine.
Okay. So now there's a question about, we learned already the other day that there's no such thing as nevela, tumat nevela by a nazir, right? It doesn't apply. So therefore, our question right now has nothing to do with nazir. Our question is, when we talk about tumat nevela in general, okay, general tumat nevela, does netzel of a behema make you tame, or do you need to be the actual, you know, all the other things that we say are tame in a nevela? So by me now, by me, Rabbi. Yes, netzel the behema. Oh, ain't netzel the behema. Mi amrinan. Do we say gemire netzel the atime adam? About the atime behema lo. That the whole issue of netzel was like a passed down halacha l'moshe Sinai, and it only applies to an adam, but not from a behema. O dilma loshna, or maybe it doesn't matter. So now they're going to say. Hanicha lemanda amar tuma chamura ad legir. V'tumakala ad lekelev, shapir. If we say that tuma chamura, now there's tuma chamura and tuma kala. Tuma chamura, we're talking about like a tuma mate, okay? Like it makes you tame mate or tuma nevela, okay? Like chamur type of tuma is ad leger, meaning it has to be something. Actually, one second. We're talking about right, tuma chamura and tuma kala is... Right, like a tumat mate. A tumat mate, like something that's going to be mitame you tumat mate. Sorry, it's dafka, okay? Not tumat nevela. Something that's going to be mitame you tumat mate, which is a chamur type of tumor, right? There's different types of tumor. Something that's going to be mitame you, a tumat chamura, has to be ra'oi la'achilat ger. What does that mean? So, oh no, sorry. This isn't just tumat mate. This would be also... right, sorry. Sorry, we're talking about tumat nevela here. If we're going to have tumat nevela, it's going to be mitame someone, tumat nevela, so that's the tumah chamura, it's going to have to be something that's ra'oi for a ger. Okay, what does the pasuk say when it comes to tumat nevela? It says you can't eat it, but give it to la ger asher b'sharecha. So that's why they're using the terminology here. If you give your nevela to a ger asher b'sharecha, it has to be something he can eat. But something that's not ra'oi l'machal adam is not mitame tumat nevela. So if you say that, what's the obvious conclusion here? That when it comes to netzel, nobody can eat a netzel. Nobody's going to eat that. And therefore, it's clearly not mitame tumat nevela. Netzel of a behema is not tumat nevela. Okay? The second phrase here is tumakala ad lekelev, which is that when it comes to, there's like a lighter tumah that you get, which would not make a person tame, but food would become tame. And that type of tuma is something that can be ra'oi lekelev, because it also says by nevela lekelev tashlichunoto. Okay, so therefore, if you have like the lighter tuma nevela, that type of nevela would apply also to a something that's ra'oi lachilat kelev.
How is this tuma transmitted? Is it through carrying, touching, or ohel?
So ohel, no. Ohel's only by Adam. Adam ki amut ba ohel.
Okay, so not a behema mate.
Right, but a behema mate, no, we'd be referring to a behema mate would be ohel. In contact, not ohel. A behema.
Just touch.
Touch, maga, right.
Masa.
I assume masa also, yeah. Assume it. That's the tumah chamura. But then the other type of, and that would be a person who, right, I assume, tumah nebela must be maga masa. Assume it's the typical, maga masa, I would assume. And then the tumah nevela that's kala is talking about the nevela that would go from that, from an animal to food, okay, not to a person. So, tashma, so now, but if you say, alaman damar tumah chamura ad lekelev, so if it could be even something that's roi lachila kelev, so ma'i kalamemar, what would you say here? So tashma, let's learn it from here. Himchu be'or tameh, bechama tahor. Now this is talking about nevelat of tahor. Okay, there's something about a nevelat of tahor that has a unique halacha. We learned about, there's actually a machloket here about whether, there's two different ways of reading this sugya. Some people say the whole thing's about nevelat of tahor, some people say it's even talking about an animal. Okay? Nevelat of tahor, we're going to see soon, has a unique halacha that it's not mitame b'maga umasa, it's mitame b'beit habliya. While you're swallowing it, okay, then anything you come in contact with becomes tame at the moment that it's in your mouth. Okay, there's this unique halacha, it's called b'beit habliya. Okay, there's a whole section of halachot on it. Okay? So now, what if you took this nevela and you boiled it up with a fire? It's tame. But bechama, if it got boiled in the sun, then it would be tahor. V'isakadatach ad lekelev afilu bechama nami. Right? If you say it's something that, what's the issue with in the chama? It's already spoiled. It's rotten, right? You cook up something on a fire, it's good. Cook up something on the flame, on the in the sun, it rots. So therefore, you would say, ad lekelev, so then afilu bechama should be included. And therefore, what would we say? That, what do you see here? The netzel, right, that's cooked up in the sun is tahor. It's not metame. Even if you say, right, that it's tumah chamura ad lekelev. In this case, you see it's not. But they say, no. That's not true. You can't learn from this source. Because eima memachele batar de isruach bechama. Kevan de isra havale afar. Well, we're talking about something that's not even ra'oi lachila kelev. Okay, something it decomposed in the sun and then got cooked up from it and it's like dust and it doesn't even count. It's not even something that kelev would eat. Okay, and therefore you can't learn from that source anything. So we're still left with the question. Okay, but so they don't really answer it. Okay, they don't really know what the story is. According to the Mandamar Tumachamura al the Kelev, they don't know how to answer. Okay, Tana. Now we're going to talk about something else relating to Tumantara. Kol anitzok tahor, chutz midvash hazipim vatzafichit. Beit Shammai omrim, acha mikpesh al grisim v'shalpul mipneshi soledet lachoreha. Okay, what if you have, you're pouring something, tahor, into something, a kli that's tameh. Mm-hmm. So now there's a flow going from the top, right? Okay, this comes up by also Halchot Shabbat sometimes. There's issues or some other things. But we're not going to get into that now because I want to have time at the end for the other stuff. Anyway, while you're pouring, the stuff at the top that's connected now to the tumah at the bottom in the new kli, okay, because now as soon as the stuff drops into the kli, that stuff becomes tameh. But what about the top stuff, right? So we're going to see. So does it splash? How do we relate to it? So now the stuff in the top kli they say is tahor, unless it's dvash hazipim, which is this thick type of honey, or it's sapichit, which seems to be some dough made from honey and flour, maybe something thick. Okay, if it's very thick, then you say they're still connected. If it's thin, then you say they're not connected. Beit Shammai now brings in some in between. Afa makpeshel grisim v'shapul, like a porridge type substance. Mipneshi soledet lachore, exactly as Deb says, it jumps back, okay? It splatters a little back, and therefore, it's going to get the top thing tummy. By Rama Brahama asks now it's unclear, by the way, when Tanakama say, okay, this is going to be part of the discussion here, when Tanakama say that the dvash is, but the other thing isn't, do they say that the dvash is because also it's soledet lachore, or do they have a different reasoning? So, Rami Rahama wants to know, yesh nitzok la'ochlin or ein nitzok la'ochlin? If you have food, okay? Kind of like this mikpeh shel greasing, okay? Do we say that there's this concept that it goes back or not? Mi amrina mishum de ipe riri, bahani lepe riri. Odilma mishum de smichin hu. It's do we say that it's because it has this, right, the riri is this stream, okay? And therefore, right, it goes back, like it goes backwards, like soled el achoreha. Or do we say it's just because it's very thick, and because it's thick, it connects, okay? And in this case of a solid food that's like a little liquidy, that it would be more samich and it would work, okay? But if it has riri, maybe it doesn't bounce back. So Amar Rava Tashma, let's learn it from here. Chelev hamet shehu shalem v'itichu. If you have fat from a dead body, which is whole, v'itichu, okay, and then you know, it's like a solid, and then you make it melt. Tame, okay, it's considered tame. Hayam meforer v'itichu, hayam meforad v'itichu, if it was separated into smaller pieces that were smaller than a kezayit, and then you melt it, it's tahor. V'isak adatach ein nitzok la'ochlin, shalem v'itichu lama litaher. If you say there is no such concept, so when it was whole and you melted it, it should also be okay because it melts slowly, and then the pieces are no longer connected to the bigger piece. To the they shouldn't combine all to make a tameh. So Amar Rabbi Zera, Ana Umar Bered Ravina Targamina. This is the way we explain this. Hacha b'mayaskinan kigon de bahadi de miratech le selik amuda de nuru lepume de mana bekarash de ite kula gabehadade. You can't learn from this case because you can assume that they boil the whole thing all at once. And it wasn't like, right, think about when you melt butter, right? It starts to melt, a little bit of it melts, and then more of it melts. He says, no, here we're talking about where they melted the whole thing at once, and therefore you could explain that it would be, that it wouldn't, you could still, wait, if that's the case, then, sorry, pure, and then, right, what they were saying is each part should be considered separate, if you say eini tzok la'ochlin, but he's saying, and therefore it should be tahor, but he's saying no, because even if you say that you still have, you could have a case where everything boils all at once, and therefore it becomes, there was no stream at all, basically, and therefore it doesn't connect at all with the stream question about whether there's a stream or not. Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi Tashma. Let's learn it from here. Beit Shammai Amrim Acha Mikvah Shel Greasin V'Shel Pul Mipnei Shein Soldin La'Achoreihen. In which case, what they obviously argue with Tanakama. So Tanakama wouldn't agree that this was an issue. Tanakama would think otherwise. So they say no. Midi Iria Hata Mishum Dismichin Hata Mishum Riri. So then they say no. In the case of the honey, where Tanakama says, we don't agree, right? And Tanakama says dafka, the honey, would be a case. One second. But I think the first assumption is to say, when the Gemara brings this up, when they say, let's learn from Beit Shammai, they say, what's the argument? That Tanakama thinks honey goes back, but not daisa, right? Not a porridge. Whereas Beit Shammai thinks just the porridge goes back. But then they say, no. It's not that they disagree over what goes back and what doesn't. It's that Beit Shammai holds the issue is that it jumps back, and the Tanakama holds that the issue is that it's very thick. And because it's thick, we view it as one issue, but the flow has absolutely nothing to do with it. Okay, and then it would depend on the thickness and not the flow issue of things going back. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll start with the Malei Tarva Rakav tomorrow. I want to spend a few minutes now, till the end of the shiur, talking about the issue of Nazir in general. So there's two issues I want to bring up, or maybe a few will intertwine them. The first thing is this issue of the Nazir Shechat, that brings the Korban Chata. So why does then a Nazir bring a Korban Chata? So we saw that there was the issue of, remember, he brings, it says in the Pasuk, Dafka, when he becomes Tameh, that he's Asher Chatala Nefesh. So Rashi says there, it's the first source on the sheet. Does everybody have? Should have enough for everyone? No? I thought I had enough. Okay. So Rashi says, why does he bring this Korban Chatat? So first he brings Shaloni's Harmi to Mameit. Okay, therefore the Chatat Nefesh is specifically for the one who's, you know, who's Tameh Meit. But you remember, also a regular Nazir brings a Chatat. Right, and we had this whole discussion. But anyway, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar says, and we read him many times, that he was Si'erat Momen Ayayin, and it's a bad thing that he had to take upon this Irut, right? He felt that he had to be in this position, and as he couldn't control himself otherwise, and he had to do it, and therefore Rashi, who quotes Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, which becomes very known Shita because Rashi quotes it, that Nazirut is not necessarily a very positive thing, and it's someone who can't really control his desires, and he has to put himself in the situation, and it's looked upon, it's frowned upon. Okay. The Ramban has a different approach. He says, "V'tam ha'chatat she'akriv ha'nazir b'yom lo yemei nizro, lo nitparesh." Okay, now he's talking about the chatat at the end. He says, we don't know why. "V'al derech ha'pshat, ki ha'ish hazeh chotei nafsho b'milot ha'nizirut." He's not chote, like Rashi says, when he took upon himself the nizirut. When is he chote? When he finishes the nizirut. Exactly. Because he's stopping. Ki hu atan nazur mikdushato v'avodat Hashem, v'ro'oi hayalo sheyazir lo'olam, v'yamod kol yamav nazir v'kadosh l'elohav. Okay, etc. So, okay, we have two extremes here, right? Rashi, who looks at this as a bad thing, and taking upon the Nizirut from the beginning was a bad thing. It is what caused the taking upon the Nizirut was bad. That he has to put himself in the situation where he has to refrain from doing things. The Ramban says it's going back to reality, which is bad, because now he's no longer going to be the same way he was. And now I want to show you the Sefer Chinuch, who has an in-between approach. Okay? We're going to read... One second. We're going to read the second thing first, okay? Then we'll go back to the other thing. Sefer Chinuch writes here, okay, to get to this, we have to read his whole Shita, which is really interesting. So in Shin Ayin Dalet, in the Sefer Chinuch, he says like this. Mishoshe HaMitzvah, Hakdama. Kfar katavti b'ptichat ha-sefer. Ki b'yot ba'olamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'riya meshutefet michomer v'sechel, v'zehu ha-adam. Okay, man is made up, it's actually relevant to Parsha Bereishit also that we read yesterday, right? Man is made up of Chomer and Secha. Haya davar ra'oy mechuyav, kedei liyot kiluso baruchu, yafe mibriyotav, she'im briya ze lo yachsar me'olamo, kol ha'efsharut sheyesh b'da'atenu la'asig. In other words, man should be able to access everything, right? Have access to basically everything to be able to get to the highest level. Kamo shekatav tisha. Ve'ein tzafek, kilulei min ha'tam hazeh, shenitchayev sichlenu, lishkom b'toch ha'chomer, ba'al ha'ta'avot v'ha'chata'im, ra'oi haya sichlenu, l'sharet lefnei baro, u'la'kir kvodo ke'achah mi'bnei Elohim ha'nitzavim alav. Okay, if we didn't have this reason, that we were supposed to be living within our bodies, right, it would be better if we didn't live within our bodies. If we were just sons of God, if all our goal is to worship God, so we'd be sons of God without bodies, without forms, without, right? But the fact is, we have a goof. Right? And we've been brought to this world, and even though our guf is made up of ta'avot and chata'im, we have our chomer. We've been commanded to live within our homes of chomer. So therefore, sometimes we come in conflict with God and our houses. Now, whether it means our physical house or our house of our body, and I understand 100% this whole concept of saying, but basically what he's saying is, we clearly have to sometimes leave Avodat Hashem. We can't always be on this high madriga with God, but we have to deal with mundane things. Ki lo yitkeim binyan habayit, here he seems to really be talking about the bayit, eitzav avanav yisodotav, mibilti sheyashkiach ha'adam alav, right? You can't have a house without dealing with it. Vimken, acharei heyot kavanat ha'adam b'yitzirato ha'masha amarnu, b'chol et shuchal sichlo lima'et b'avodat ha'chomer, v'yasim magamato la'avodat kono, az tovlo. Right? In other words, yes, we have to deal with our houses, but as much as you can set aside time to be close to God, you should. Right, but don't leave aside your house and not deal with it at all, that it'll be destroyed. In other words, that's also not good because God wants it to be that way, right? God created us in that way with a chomer, so we obviously have to deal with it. Kudama Rabbi Yosi b'Masechet Tani Perek Shlishi she'ein hayachiv rashai l'sagef atzmo b'ta'anit. An individual is not allowed to fast indefinitely, right? That's not our way. You almost see that my reading of it is that he's responding to the Christian notion of ascetics. And he's trying to say that our whole religion is not about, you know, destroying your body. It's not about not eating or, you know, people who are whipping themselves, you know, things like that. You have to take care of your body. Upereish Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rav, ta'amei Rabbi Yosi mishum dechtiv, vayhi ha'adam lenefesh chaya, amra Torah neshama shenatati b'cha ha'chayeh. That's how he understands lenefesh chaya, that the neshama I gave you, you have to make it live. Balzeh amar ha'melech ha'chacham, right, Kohelet, okay, we can connect Breishi, Kohelet, everything we've been reading recently. Al ti tzadik harbeh va'al ti tzchakam yoter lama tishomem. Don't be too much of a tzadik, because you're going to become shmama, right, desolate. You're going to be nothing. Destroy yourself. Now we get to the Nazir. V'zohi k'dushat ha-Nazir u'malato. And this, he's trying to answer all our questions, right? Why can't he be metame lemeit? Why can't he drink wine? Why can he do other things, right? Like not having sex, for example. By the way, obviously in this whole binyan thing is the binyan habayit of children, which, you know, Nizirim, who refrain from that, you know, is obviously going against it. So now he says, "Zoik dushat ha-Nazir u'malato," and obviously growing the hair. "V'hanichom elechet ha-chomer, v'yishbor ta'avotav, v'ma she'eno churban gamor el ha-bayit. Kegon, miniat shtiyat ha-yayin v'gidul ha-sear." Here he says it really against the Christian monks, right? What he's doing is he wants to break his ta'avot, but not in a way that's going to destroy his body. Okay? So now, by not drinking wine and growing his hair. Ki b'zeh yikana ha-yetzer, v'lo yidlof ha-bayit ba'avuro, v'lo yaharsu pinotav. In this way, he'll get rid of his yetzer, but he also won't destroy his house. Okay? Right? Which again, having children and dealing with other things, right? Aval titchazek bo avodat ha-secher, v'ya'or ma'halacha v'kvod Hashem yishkon alav. V'yitkayem ba'ish ha-zeh, kavanat ha-bri'ah, mi'bli hitma'et avodat sechlo ha-baro, mi'pnei shituf ha-chomer shebo. Okay? And he's still keeping with the chomer, but yet raising himself to a different level. Okay, and then he talks about the hair going long, like the story that we saw about this guy who said, oh, my hair is so beautiful, I'm going to be makadisha to God. And that's basically what he's saying. The idea is to take the ta'avot, the things that relate to that, and make it holy to God. Okay, now, why did I want to bring this? Oh, so getting back, I want to connect and add two things. Getting back to this issue of the machloket Rashi Ramban, how does he see this chata ala nefesh? So we said that Rashi sees it from the moment he takes upon the nizirut that that's a bad thing, that he had to put himself in that situation. The Ramban says it's that he's ending it. So the Sefer Chinuch, which matches his whole shita in general, he says like this, the next paragraph, "Va'al titpiseni b'tam zeh shechatav timi masha amru zechronam levracha yavi kapara alat moshe tzi'eretz momen ayin." And here I'm saying it's this beautiful thing, and yet he has to bring a korban chata. Maybe he went a little bit. In other words, doing this is a little bit of pogea beguf shelo. Instead, he's like saying, right, so whereas Rashi was the beginning, Rabban was the end, he's looking at the whole process. That throughout the time that he wasn't drinking wine and was growing his hair long, he maybe was pogea a little bit in his goof. And therefore, he has to bring the chatat on the amount that he did then. Okay, but now he says, b'chol derchei Hashem, right, because kol derchei Hashem yisharim v'tzadikim mechubam, and therefore, you know, maybe he struggled a little bit too much, because the Torah is supposed to be pleasant, and right, derchei derchei Noam, everything's supposed to be pleasant. He struggled a little bit, and therefore he has to bring the chatat. And basically what he's saying, now, okay, he doesn't say it here. I forget where he says this. 1 second. Okay, so it must be in the other source. Fine. So now what he says is basically against the Ramban, where the Ramban says that going back to life is his chet. He dafka says, no, it's the fact that he was a nazir for that period of time. What's the whole Sefer Chinuch theory? Acharei ha-pe'ulot nimshechu ha-levavot. That brings him, it's supposed to be a process that brings him to a different place. So even when he's no longer a nazir, he's now put his ta'avot and chata'im like in check, right? He's kind of used this period of time to bring himself to a better place. So then in that, you know, at that point, it's not like the Ramban where he's chote, that he's now going back to reality. No, he's now going to a different reality. It's like all about that the process changed him, and he's now a better person. And then in Shin Ayin Vav, for those who don't have to run out, we still have another 2 minutes, in Shin Ayin Vav, he talks about the issue that we brought up the other day, which was about the Tumat Mate. Okay, this related to the hair and the wine. What about the Tumat Mate? So here he discusses the issue with the Tumat Mate, and that Havamina that the Gemara suggested about, maybe it's only the really interesting Havamina that I haven't stopped thinking about, which is that maybe it was only for his parents and his close relatives that he can't be Matame, because his whole idea is he has to live in a different place, and the emotional struggle with that will be too much for him. It'll get in the way of his Nizirut. So here the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Shin Ayin Vav, he says, okay, look at the third line. Kedushat HaKohen chala alav mimele. Okay, this is what we talked about, right? The Kedushat HaKohen comes upon him no matter what. Lo iskimu alein, midato lo niyata, right? He never agreed to do it necessarily. He was born into it. Kimu leidal mibeten nitkadesh, b'koch shivto shekulo kodesh. V'anhagato im krovav kechol shar b'nei ha'olam. Okay, the way he is with his relatives is like everybody else, because they're just like everybody else. Ki ein chiluk ben isha kohen l'shar ha'am zulati ki li'itim yavon b'beit elohav. Sometimes he has to go to work in the mikdash. V'omnam li'itim gal kein yishkom b'hiluchav yagel mo'avav. But other times, he's hanging out with his family and his friends and l'simcha u'limishteh yikre re'av v'krovav, right? He'll go to parties and hang out with people. Al kein yicham levavo alehem v'gam hem alav. Therefore, he has a very close relationship with them. U'mipnei zeh hursha li'tame lehem. By the way, Nezer, I learned from David Silver this weekend, the root of Nezer, there's two different options. One is mufrash, like to be separated, but one is a crown, like a zer, comes from Nezer. So that it's Nezer, he carries the crown of God on his head.
Right.
Very nice, right? So, lo yitame b'ta'avot ha'olam, v'lo yimatze beit mishta'odu b'sudo reyim, and that's why the wine, because wine is what they serve at parties, right? Besides the fact we talk about wine they drink in general, but wine is always a symbol of happiness, parties, socials, right? Social settings. Ki afrashato min hayayin muchachat alav, shenatan libo lahavinu litanot lefnei Hashem, ulitaken darkei nafsho, laniach ta'anugei haguf hachashuv. B'charei sumo kol libo v'chol machshavotav achar nafsho hayikara v'tzarchei atzmo u'b'saro natash. Now here, he's saying he did leave his body, even though he was talking before, right? He left his body only to a certain extent. But now he's stressing that he's in this other place. Machevtzo b'kirbat reyav o'avav od zulati l'mitzvah. It's the only thing he would have to do with people is for a mitzvah. But ein safek yitalut ha'nefesh yakel ma'o b'eina ha'na'at agub chol inyano. Now he stresses, right? So therefore, you always compare the Beit Ava and the Beit Mishteh, or even in mitzvot, there's Levayat Hamed, and right next to the Simchat Kala Chatam Kala, right? The Levayat Kala, what is it? Totally blanking, but... whatever, the Achnasat Kala, right? Achnasat Kala and the Levayat HaMed. So the point is that he removes himself from all of that, right? That's all social. He's not a social being, basically. Okay? He might not be torturing himself, but he's not a social being. And because of that, the Tumat Mate is a way of being mikarev to people, right? Even if it's a dead body, but it's also, we all know that, right, there was that whole thing, go to funerals so that other people be must feed others, so other people will be must feed you, right? Obviously, the one you're being must feed isn't, but you're part of that circle. And he removes himself from that. And that's, V'alken l'rov kedushato, u'ma'alato p'rishato me'achiv, timne'enu atarami tameh lehen. Okay, and just like the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol has to only focus, I'm going to paraphrase now, has to only focus on Avodat Hashem. And likewise the Nazir. That's where they're similar. That they each have to, by the way, one thing I realized over Shabbat is that we talked about this the other day, but I wasn't thinking about it. If we're comparing the Nazir and the Kohen, remember we say, how can you be both a Kohen and a Nazir? Because one has to grow his hair and one has to cut his hair. So it's interesting. They have opposite, you know, certain things about them are opposite. And even that Havamina was the opposite, right? That maybe he's the exact opposite of the Kohen, the regular Kohen, right? But here they're saying that he's like the Kohen Gadol, that they're in a different level entirely, and at least for the term of his Nizirut. And that's why he can't do the Tumat Mate, And that's why you can't do the wine, because those connect him with social framework. He's basically removed from a social framework. So that actually matches a little bit, you know, monks in Christian culture that separate themselves and live separately. Now, he's not exactly living separately. He's living with them, but yet he raises himself to a different level. Now, you have to explain, okay, well, if he's got a wife and kids, so where does that fit in with this?
Is
that to speak for this? Yeah, for sure.
So they're not worried about Ziva, Zav, or...
No, no. Remember, Tumah is just Tumah Meit. That was the whole thing. He gave Mitame, Lizavato, Tzarat,
right?
Right. So, anyway, it's an interesting approach, and...
That makes it very different from a monk.
Right. Very right. That's the whole point. That's what he's saying. That not being like that is, you know, he's saying this is, you know, it's not Judaism's reaction, because Judaism exists before Christianity, but it's he's trying to say, living in his time, we are very different than monks, and it's not that type of a, you know, but yet these are the things that separate him from everyone else, and you know, and therefore, and they say, he says at the end very nicely, okay, it's like God, you know, if he starts working that way, God will help him to get there. Okay, it's like you do your step and God will help you to get there. So that's his whole approach, which I thought was a very interesting one to, you know, and it really answers up the questions as to what the connection of these three elements are, the three Yisroim of the Nazir.